Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood.
And I'm Jeff Young. When the leaders of the G8 and major economies got together in Italy, they struck an agreement to prevent average global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius. That's about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. And for the first time, the G8 agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2050.
But the G8 couldn't agree among themselves on how to reach these goals, nor how to help developing countries decarbonize their growing economies. President Obama pledged to keep climate negotiations moving forward between now and the key meeting in December in Copenhagen.
Developed countries, like my own, have a historic responsibility to take the lead. We have the much larger carbon footprint per capita. And I know that in the past, the United States has sometimes fallen short of meeting our responsibilities. So let me be clear, those days are over.
Climate diplomacy expert Jennifer Morgan is with the environmental think tank E3G and joins us on the line now from Berlin. Tell me, Ms. Morgan, what do developed countries have to do to close the gap with developing ones such as China?
Well, first of all, I think that developing countries need to see that this is possible, that we can have economic growth and decarbonize our economies at the same time, and that means they need to see strong laws in place in developed countries like the United States, Japan, and Europe, and those aren't all out there yet. So they need to see a credible down payment for the short term for 2020 from developed countries, and they need to see really pragmatic but very fundamental offers on financial support and on technology transfer. Last week, Prime Minister Brown from the United Kingdom put a proposal on the table that would, through a range of public and private financing, gather $100 billion to support developing countries to adapt to climate change. Those types of proposals we need to see many more of.
$100 billion from the world.
Yep, $100 billion from the world.
So this was the Obama administration's first appearance on the World Summit stage on climate change. How did America do?
Well, I think you see a fundamental change from the previous 8 years from these G8s on climate change. You see the adoption of a goal that the world, including the United States, has now said, you know, if you go above 3.5 degree increase in temperature, it's too much. The impacts are too much. And that, I think, is a real fundamental shift. And President Obama was there. He adopted that. And from that perspective, I think you see just a massive difference in the way that the G8 has approached this problem.
Still, at this point, it looks like the U.S. Congress is willing to do less than what the European Union says it would like to have, for example. So how can President Obama walk that line and still get a credible deal in Copenhagen?
I think this is a very challenging issue for President Obama. My hope is that between now and Copenhagen, President Obama can work with the American public to show how it's in American national interest to move forward on an ambitious deal in Copenhagen.
Now, this was supposed to be President Obama's chance to talk with the Chinese President Hu, but of course, Mr. Hu has some civil unrest back home. He had to go home before he really could talk about this at the climate meeting.
Yes, very unfortunate, I think, and I think that took certainly some of the dynamic out of the meeting. But there is a very strong dialogue happening between the U.S. and China right now on climate change and energy, and I think they've got to find another time to talk soon.
Jennifer Morgan, it seems pretty clear what everybody wants in terms of the climate. Nobody wants to go over 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The developing countries want the tools to decarbonize. The developed world wants to have a level playing field. What's the problem with getting to an agreement?
I think fundamentally now it's a problem of leadership and courage. You have a game of chicken going on and people not wanting to blink first. And I think people need to understand that this is not a zero-sum game, that we need leaders to step forward and to take some risks and to have some courage and to lead, not to wait for others to move first before they move, because the time is much too short for those types of chicken games.
Jennifer Morgan is the Global Climate Change Director of the environmental think tank E3G. Ms. Morgan, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.